The Detroit Lions have officially announced Matt Patricia will be their new head coach. I'm Tori Petri along with Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara. We are here in Allen Park just after the news this afternoon that the Lions have made their official hire. I don't think it surprises many people, but we can officially discuss it now. So how do you think Matt Patricia fits here in Detroit?
Well, you're right. It's not exactly Dewey beats Truman. I think we figured this one out. But, you know, I think he fits. I really do. I mean, it's and I've said this before, and I'll probably repeat myself when I say it, but, you know, Louis Riddick, I really, you know, really sharp analyst for ESPN, played in the league. He was a personnel guy. You know, said that he and Bob Quinn, they come from the New England Patriots. They have, you know, just a philosophical alignment. They're stepping into a situation that he knows the background. He knows the direction of the franchise. They hit the ground running as a head coach.
You know, I think work ethic is a big part of that, too, and how you do in that interview process, like Mike said, how your philosophies and the way you look at football align. And, you know, one thing I took from Matt's statement today, you know, accepting that position is, you know, he said, I will commit every ounce of my energy to this football team starting today. And I was in Minneapolis and I sat with Matt for about an hour in those media sessions on Wednesday and Thursday. And I can say that there is not a truer statement of that from talking with both him and players in from New England. And I think, you know, his work ethic and his video study are kind of the thing of legend there in New England, and his ability to take a game plan and adjust week to week. And his players, you know, really love him. He's got a bed that pulls out in his offense. He completely revamped the New England's video system, the way he changes it. So, look, he's a really, really smart guy, and he's a guy who works hard, and I think that's what the Lions are getting.
Sure, and even when you look at the pencil and the beard, you know, two pieces that are very recognizable about Matt Patricia, you read up on those things, those go back to his work ethic. A lot of people have talked about that. Tim, I'm wondering, I know Patricia talked a lot about the Super Bowl and his game that he had coming up when you spoke with him in Minneapolis, but what were your impressions of him and his knowledge of the game?
Well, it was advanced, you know, like he's a guy who was a rocket scientist, you know. I mean, he could have been, you know, working on aircraft carriers and you know, jets, and instead chose to go, you know, take $10,000 to work at Amherst College to be a defensive line coach. And so, one, you know, he loves football. You know, just that will tell you that. But, you know, his ability to adjust, you know, people always down were asking me, and people I've seen on Twitter, you know, well, what happens? He runs a 3-4 defense. What are we going to do in Detroit? Well, no, he doesn't. He runs a 4-3 defense. He runs a 3-4 defense. He runs a multiple defense. It changes from week to week. And so when you ask me about the football knowledge, I think that speaks to that football knowledge, that he's not one thing. He's whatever he thinks he can win that week, and he gets the maximum out of his players. And I think that's one of the things Lions are getting.
You know, a good example of that is if you look at Kyle Van Noy, and this is no disrespect for Kyle Van Noy, but he just didn't make it as a second-round draft pick here in Detroit. He was traded to New England. He played 100% of the defensive snaps in the Super Bowl Sunday night. Now, I'm not saying they were the greatest snaps. Look, Lawrence Taylor, your legacy is safe. Okay, but that's taking a guy who completely failed to make it here in Detroit, put him into his system, and got something out of him. I'm saying not a Pro Bowl player, not an All-Pro, but an asset for the New England Patriots. That's been the hallmark of that team. They take people that other people pass on or never see, sign them as undrafted free agents, and they play major roles.
Well, and I think you just look, you know, who's one of the main pass rushers for New England? What's a name that jumps out to you?
There really isn't
there
one
isn't
to me.
One, yeah. Right, there isn't exactly. One. So you didn't have that, you know.
I passed.
You know, they lost Hightower early in the season, a Pro Bowl caliber linebacker. You mentioned Van Noy, but look, those are some backup pieces there. You know, they didn't have great depth in the secondary, and still, this was a top 10 defense in terms of scoring defense. Sure, they had a hiccup in the Super Bowl. Pretty big hiccup, but that's a good, you know, Philadelphia offense. But there were some things that he had to deal with, and I think he was there despite those things. And I think that speaks to the kind of coach he is and the way that he can scheme from week to week.
What do you make of the Super Bowl performance? Obviously, very recent. Just yesterday, they lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and the Eagles scored 41 points on the Patriots. What do you make of that defense giving up those
points?
He
warned us all week long. When we sat with him on Wednesday, Thursday, and you tried to ask him about Detroit or something like that, he said, look, I'm focused on the Eagles because this is one of the best offenses we will see this year. And it turns out he was right. But I go back to my point of, you know, look, there weren't excellent pass rushers there in New England. He lost his leader, a linebacker, Hightower. His second quarterback was benched, didn't play. We'll find out what happened with that Butler situation later. There wasn't great depth behind it. So, you know, yes, the Eagles scored. It was a great team, but I think you have to kind of put all that in context too, that this wasn't, in terms of just personnel and talent-wise, one of the better Patriot defenses we've seen from years past, and still they ranked up there in the top 10 in points allowed.
Now, in all due respect about him talking about great, that was a very, very good Eagles team. But look, Bill Belichick would tell you that the Boy Scouts would have a shot against the U.S. Marines, okay? it's ingrained in them to take nothing for granted. What I think is, in terms of hiring here, I think it's more cosmetic than it means anything. Wouldn't it be great to have him come in with his fifth or ninth or 12th ring or whatever it is, and he'll kind of flash it at the camera? But it doesn't diminish what he accomplished as an assistant coach, position coach, and then defensive coordinator. You're hiring the guy for what we like to call body of work, and for who he is, he has a terrific body of work that warrants taking the next step as a head coach.
One of the things that a lot of people point out about Matt Patricia defenses is just the way that they're able to adjust, especially after halftime and the way that games go after he makes his adjustments. What stands out to you about Patricia in that aspect?
You know, I think from just spending some time with him and then talking with some players at the Super Bowl, I think he really understands a player's value, what he can do, his strengths and his weaknesses. And I think that's crucial for not only a coordinator, but a head coach too. And I think that allows you to put guys in situations that they can exceed. When you have a terrific understanding of the things that they do well and the things they don't do well, part of that's from just being around a guy, seeing him in practice. Part of it's from film study as well. Two areas where Matt is terrific at, from all accounts. And so, you know, I think those are the things that transition well to a head coaching job.
You know, this might seem like a minor thing, but if you look at the key assistant coaches who've come through Bill Belichick's system, himself, small college guy, really played as much lacrosse as he did football in college. Josh McDaniels, John Carroll down in Cleveland, a Division III school. You know, Matt Patricia from Rensselaer, even their offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecchia, went to Cal. I think it was Cal Western. It's not even exist anywhere. It's got a different name. They take people based on what they can do for you, not what they've done somewhere else. And I think that's a valuable way of building a staff, any kind of organization you have. Look at these people and say, what do they bring to me? I don't care where they came from.
I think this hire made a lot of sense to a lot of people because of the connections that General Manager Bob Quinn has to New England. Now, he said in his statement today that he feels like Matt Patricia is the leader that can take this team to the next level. Do you think that that's possible here? And if so, how long might that take?
Well, it shouldn't take long because, you know, if you really go back in the history, it's you know, back to Joe Schmidt back in the 70s. He retired after four straight winning records. So you don't get a team that's as close to getting over the hump. The Lions have finally gotten to the hump. Now they've got to get over the hump. They've had winning records three of the last 4 years, 9-7 the last 2 years, and they have a franchise quarterback. They don't have to go and rebuild the team. This isn't, you know, Jim Schwartz taking over an 0-16 team and going, hallelujah, we went 2-14. This is a team, I think, that's ready to take another jump. We'll see if they do it, but they are primed to do that right now.
Well, and like you said, you know, Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia know each other well. And so, you know, I think that relationship between GM and head coach is probably one of the most important within the entire organization, just in terms of agreeing on players. What kind of players do we need? Player development, how you assess a player and how he fits into that scheme. And so, you know, Mike mentioned the quarterback, and I think you're pretty set on that side of the football. I think they've got some offensive linemen they like. They've got a nice receiving duo. And they're going to need maybe a running back. We'll see what they do there this offseason. But I think defensively, they need more playmakers here. They've got a few. They've got some question marks on that side of the ball. And I think if you're going to take a step, I think that's the side of the football that's maybe going to help you take that next step.
Sure.
And so I see Matt Patricia coming in, you know, being a defensive-minded coach, being able to see that, what guys do well, putting guys in good situations. I think it's a perfect fit to like Mike says, maybe get you over that hump.
And I'd just add one thing, too. When you're a fairly young coordinator in demand like McDaniel, has been, and like, you know, Patricia, who's only 43 years old, you can ask for some things going into a job. You're not just going to take any job you can because you know another opportunity is going to come along. My feeling would be, if I were Matt Patricia, I would want to go into a position where I know I have the best chance to succeed. I'm not just going to a team that's just kind of grabbing this and that and pulling strings and hoping to, you know, get lucky in the draft and all that. That's got good cap room, good draft position, you know, good nucleus of young players. that alone tells me that he thinks that this is a pretty good gig.
Sure, and part of that this week will be building his staff. None of those announcements have been made yet, so we'll see as that goes on. Now, the expectation is for Patricia to be introduced on Wednesday here in Allen Park with a live press conference that you guys can watch right here on DetroitLions.com. So thanks, guys, so much for tuning in to this live stream, and we will be sure to keep you updated with all the news this week.